producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Ooh-wee. All right, our deodorant. And I am very, very grateful for the men in my house wearing deodorant. But they say that the deodorant could mess around with some of the bacteria that's in our armpits. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's why we wear deodorant, okay, to kind of change things up a little bit so it doesn't stink. But could this be a bad thing for you wearing deodorant? I know a lot of you guys, you know, try to do aluminum-free deodorant because you're still concerned about a possible link with Alzheimer's, even though that's been kind of refuted. You know, you're a little nervous about having, you know, that kind of chemical right there so close. People just think the armpit is closer to your body core than other body. Like, you know, you wouldn't mind sticking your foot into a muddy puddle, but you just don't want anything near your armpit. It just seems to be too close. Like, you guys think there's extra blood vessels that'll pick things up there. I get it, too. I get that same sense of feeling. So maybe it's something we need to look at. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Super Bowl Sunday, this is crazy, may give rise to the Super Bowl flu. And why would some of you guys get the flu from watching the Super Bowl? See, I know, I know. Hey, you know what? Let you know what's going to happen. Okay, they had to tie in Super Bowl to health. They had to. There is a new surgical technique that may allow us that need to get hip replacement surgery, and I'm right behind you guys, because with my history of running and skiing, my hips are toast. We may be able to do hip replacement surgery outpatient, meaning going home same day. So that's pretty cool. What else do we have here? Marijuana back in the news, and this time not saying that it's good for us, but that it could be bad for us. We'll talk about why. And the World Health Organization has confirmed that we have had a sexually transmission event. I apologize. I got my audio on here. And a transmission of Zika through sex that occurred in Texas. And I know, I really feel sorry for the two people that were like, guys, can you really not publicize that, please? Okay, nobody was supposed to know that we were doing the hibbity-dibbity, so please give us some privacy, please. But this is something I talked about on the Moore Show yesterday, where, you know, you'll hear researchers go, don't worry about Zika coming to the States. It's okay. We're going to be fine, right? We don't have the right climate for it. That's not the point. It's not that the mosquitoes are coming. It's that this could be a sexually transmitted disease. And the one thing we Americans are really, really good at is transmitting sexually transmitted diseases. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, in a little bit, we got Sacra Wedgie giving you guys the latest and the greatest on their tool for neck pain and back pain, which I think is very, very important in this time of year because it's so cold and a lot of us are getting stiff. So definitely good show today. I know, you guys are like, oh, thank the Lord, she's going to have a good show. You know, listen, okay, some of you guys don't like me because I do not like to talk about the Kardashians. I am so sick and tired of talking about the Kardashians. And I'm done. How much can this family be in the news over and over and over again? Well, if you notice, there's been a little quiet. There's been a little bit lull, right? You notice there's been a lull? Not a lot of Kardashian news. I think we went about 3-4 days with no Kardashian headlines. Okay? And just as we're starting to relax, just as we're starting to kind of, you know, enjoy the lull, American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, brought back the memory that the Kardashian family was very, very involved in the O.J. Simpson murder and trial. Remember, Robert Kardashian Sr. was O.J.'s friend, supporter, and lawyer. So you see, you know, all right, Robert Kardashian Sr., played by David Schwimmer, all right, and I really suggest you guys watch this. It's going to play multiple times. For those of us that, you know, kind of follow the O.J. Simpson story, I love law and watching anything that has to do with law. And I got to tell you, Cuba Gooding Jr., John Travolta, I mean, all of them, they did a really good job. But they just spent so much time talking about the Kardashians and Kim Kardashian. And, you know, and it's like, really? Kate, you know, and then you had Kris Jenner. So just be prepared. Kardashians are back in the news. But one of the big headlines, and this really isn't a spoiler because this was already in you know, this was kind of, you know, history, so it's not like I'm really spoiling it. But I guess there's a scene where Cuba Gooding Jr. puts a gun to his head. Now, Cuba Gooding Jr. plays O.J. Simpson, and he puts a gun to his head. And David Schwimmer plays Robert Kardashian, calls out, you know, don't, O.J., no, this is where my daughter sleeps. This is Kimmy's bedroom. And I guess it's been verified that O.J. Simpson did threaten to kill himself before the whole Bronco, you know, the whole Bronco chase that occurred. I think we are going to be discussing the O.J. Simpson trial more and more, not personally on the show, but since this comes out, because it's, there's a lot of psychology, there's a lot of, I don't know, it's a fascinating story for those of us. A lot of you guys that listen to my show were kids, maybe you don't really remember it, but for me, I was in medical training. So when I think back to medical school, you know, the big events that were happening, well, when I was in college, the Berlin Wall came down. When I was in medical school, we had the O.J. Simpson chase, and we had the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and, you know, not a lot of news that I remember, but this was something that definitely was a part of that was part of the 90s culture. So we'll keep you guys posted on Scoop that comes up, but wow. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sacred Wedgie joins us. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to. listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know, one of my favorite companies is Sacra Wedgie. And one of the reasons why is it prevents me from needing to recommend pharmaceuticals for your back pain and neck pain. And these guys are growing so fast by leaps and bounds that as they, you know, start to address different parts of the body and come out with new products, I can't do them justice. So we have back by popular demand, Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And you, my goodness, you have covered some topics this morning.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. No more Kardashians, please.
Well, one thing you talked about is the C-sections. I'm going to be exhibiting at a midwifery conference in April. So this should be very, very interesting.
Wow.
people to be around. We have physical therapists, massage therapists, midwives, and they're finding out more and more. Of course, the keystone of the anatomy is the sacrum, and that's how this whole thing came to be. And I don't know why you're not speaking at some of these. I'm in Texas at classes, doing massage therapy conventions. There's speakers there. So one of these days, our paths will cross.
Yes, absolutely. Count me in.
So,
fun. I definitely want to talk about the maternity aspect, but remind our listeners what a sacral wedgie is.
Well, after 25 years, of course, I just never get tired of telling the story of how my father created this.
Mm-hmm,
Simple, common sense approach to creating balance, and in some cases, recreating balance. He's a retired football coach. My dad's 91 now and still has people coming to the house to get work done. And we all traveled for years, and he watched the different therapies and modalities that were out there. And he used his hand with his athletes to hold the sacrum. It's an old-timey osteopath technique. Just on your back, put the hand in the center under the sacrum, lift up and hold until he could actually feel the body just release. The hips would just drop. The muscles would finally stop fighting. And this is the beginning process of balance. And that's the center. It's the keystone of our anatomy. And he did this for years. And the athletes would track him down. Coach, can you do that again? That's the only thing that helped. And he started getting x-rays of anatomy. The male and the female sacrum is different. Mm-hmm. And there's no changing that. And the female, we have a shorter, wider sacrum for the birth canal. And then the male sacrum, a little bit more narrow, a little bit longer. Now, that is the exception, is that some taller women that have a longer, more narrow frame may be more comfortable on the male version. It does happen quite a bit.
So, I'm just wide, so I need two of them.
Now, you can go higher. There's an elevation pad that we put under it to lift the sacrum a little bit more. Personally, I like to use two of them. I like the way it feels. You get a good internal stretch as the hips really drop. So we're creating a balance with our muscle structure, but you also get a nice internal balance as well. So anyway, it took about 10 years to create and have a mold built, and we actually still use the same company in Texas. It's a two-cavity mold. Nothing is made overseas. Everything we do, every component in the box, everything, instructions. Mm-hmm. We have a neck support. I found a textile mill in the States. That's where the fabric comes from. So everything is done here.
Amen to that. I love that. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Cindy from Sacral Wedgie. You know, and one thing I've discussed with you before is one obstacle we have with medicine nowadays is, I mean, I'm such a huge fan of chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic manipulation, but a lot of people out there don't have health insurance. A lot of people out there don't have access to medical providers or their deductibles are high. And I love do-it-yourself. The only thing is there's a lot of products I've had difficulty endorsing because I didn't think they worked. This, I really believe works, and you made it affordable. Tell people exactly what it is and why it's so easy to use.
Well, you just lie on it and relax. I mean, this is a gravity modality. We put support under the neck. We have a little neck roll. You can go to sacrowedgie.com, sacrowedgy.com. Everything is in there. We retail for $33.95, and if anyone listens to the show, wants to order one male version and one female version, call the office, and we'll discount that for you to $27 each. And it's 1-800-737-9295. And we tend to discuss the psoas muscle, the piriformis, and the sartorius. Those are the three main muscles that jam the pelvic girdle. And that psoas muscle, that's the muscle literally that picks up your leg. I can watch someone walk, and if one foot kind of sways out to the side, the psoas is weak on that side. We have isometrics that are very muscle-specific as well to strengthen the weaker muscles. That's how we come back to center, is you want to have equal strength on both sides of the spinal column. If one muscle is weak, another one is going to be compensating and doing more work, and this is where you get the symptoms. The piriformis will grab that sciatic nerve. And this is just so simple. Now, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily a quick fix. Mm-hmm. Some people, this is real quick. I just got this the other day, was from somebody, was struggling with psoas pain more recently, developed plantar fasciitis, and now have psoas, piriformis, hamstring, the ankle and knee working together to deliver pain.
Right, right. First, and we were talking to Cindy from Sacrowedgie. You're bringing up a good point. You know, when it, you know, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. I mean, everything's connected. And so the plantar fasciitis, people with their backs out of alignment, it could start putting them at risk of having knee pain, thigh pain, hamstring pain, foot pain, ankle pain, you know?
It's all connected. And once you get the center of the body balanced, these symptoms resolve themselves. Now, this guy says, first tried on the sacrowedgie, everything gave way after 5 minutes. He said, I heard a pop and things moved instantly. Pain and psoas disappeared. And when I got up off the floor, I could stand without stooping forward in pain, and the heel felt way better. Not everybody gets that quick of a result. I love it when it happens, but I would rather that be the surprise, because most people, you want to get into prevention. The best time to use and relax on the sacrowedgie is when you're not hurting.
I was going to ask. I was going to ask, you know, after a workout or, you know, what do you guys recommend from a preventative standpoint so people aren't only using it when they have an issue? Because I like to prevent the attack or the spasm before it happens.
Well, we just relax on it ourselves 2 or 3 times a week. I just like the way it feels. But if I have an issue going, then I might do it a couple times a day. And it's, I mean, I've never been to anyone for anything, but I grew up with this. And it's not that I've never had problems. Right. I just head for this immediately. And it just, things just work itself out. It's really, I know it almost sounds too simple. And for some people, that is the hard sell, is the simplicity of it, is just let gravity do the work, use it on a regular basis. I'm sitting on one in my chair right now. We travel with it. It just supports the center of the body, similar to the old-timey seat that had a little rise in the center of the
seat. Right,
right. You're supporting the seat. Now everything dips in the middle. You drop in the middle. The hips are crammed up on the sides. You have to get out of the car. So on long trips, I take it on the plane. It's just becomes part of your routines. It's not to say that you're not ever going to have issues. You're not ever going to go back to a chiropractor. But in between these visits, and I have a lot of them that recommend it, you know, so that the work that they do, this will hold so that they use this at home. So when they come back to them, they're not starting all over again.
Now tell us, I know we're running out of time, but tell us how this helps with delivery of a child. Because you're going to be speaking at a midwifery expo.
Well, it goes back to balance again. And a lot of the women that I've worked with over the years that have sciatica, it began when they were pregnant and just never went away. So it's going back to balance. It's keeping circulation open. I've had some women call unable to conceive that once they started relaxing on the sacrowedgie, had all kind of surprises. So it has to do our system. We're creatures of balance. So right after you deliver the baby, a few days, start relaxing on this again. Before, during, you can sit on it, picks the baby right up off that nerve just by holding the center. It just creates, you're just more balanced before, during, and after.
So remind my users, remind my listeners how they can get a sacrowedgie.
Well, the website has all the information, sacrowedgy.com, or you can call the office, 1-800-737-9295.
And if they mention my show, you guys will give them a discount, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. They buy one male, one female, 27 each, and you have a lot of listeners. After we do the show, we always get calls. I love to hear from your people.
No, it's awesome. Yeah, sacrowedgie, they feel your pain that you have to listen to my show, so the least they could do is give you a discount on their products. So definitely call sacrowedgie, guys, 1-800-737-9295, you said?
Yes, correct.
All right. Thank you, Cindy, for joining us. Can't wait to have you back again.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks.
You too. All right, guys.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a person in Texas has become infected with the Zika virus, not by being bit by a mosquito, but through sex. And this is the first case of the illness being transmitted inside the United States. Not somebody visiting out of the country and coming back with it like we've had a couple other cases. Dallas County health officials. Boy, you know Dallas. Look at how Dallas with Ebola and now with Zika. Dallas sure is getting in the news a lot. I love Dallas. I'm a huge fan of that city, and I really love the Cowboys. But, gosh, it's interesting how they, they seem to get into, trouble with these viruses, don't they? Dallas County health officials said the unidentified patient had sexual contact with an infected individual who had returned from Venezuela and fallen ill with Zika. The U.S. CDC issued a statement saying lab tests confirmed that the non-traveling patient was infected with the virus. So they say, now that we know Zika virus can be transmitted through sex, this increases our awareness campaign and educating the public about protecting themselves and others, according to Zachary Thompson, director of DCHHS, in a statement. Next to abstinence, condoms are the best prevention method against any sexually transmitted infections. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second here. How do they know it was just transmitted through sex? What about kissing? What about saliva? What about respiratory droplet? Thus far, we don't think it's supposed to be transmitted that way. But it's a thought, okay? I mean, and the reason why we're right now not panicking about it being a respiratory transmissible type of virus is, one, we really haven't had any proven cases. And remember, when these feti, these babies, or fetuses, are getting the virus from their moms, it's obviously transplacentally, or it's through the bloodstream. And then, you'll have people that are in contact, people with Zika in contact with others, they don't get it, yet they have sex with somebody and then they do. So, you know, there's more scientific ways to determine that, but they just haven't found a link. But it does make you wonder, you know, are we dead sure that the only way to get this Zika virus is through sex or through mom to fetus? So the virus has been linked to birth defects, all right, and it is right now, you know, the majority of the cases have been spread through the mosquitoes, the Aedes species mosquitoes. But right now, investigators are looking at possibly sexually transmission. So, you know, this would kind of make sense because you wonder, you go, look at all the thousands of babies being born with the microcephaly. That's the birth defect that happens where the brain doesn't get a chance to grow and develop the way it needs to because the head, the cranium, the skull is so small. It's called microcephaly. And so, unfortunately, it causes intellectual disabilities. And you know, in the medical terminology, you know, and you'll notice in the medical articles, they'll use the term mental retardation, where it retards the mental progress, the mental growth. We're starting to not use that term anymore, but they haven't really replaced it. When you say intellectual disabilities, they need to include the verb of how it prevents the intellectual and the mental growth. And so some of you have noticed that in some of the articles, are you still using the terms mental retardation? And that's because in medical terms, that's sometimes the only way they could describe what exactly microcephaly causes. And so, as they're trying to find a better term for it, you're going to still see that. You'll see growth retardation a lot. You'll see, you know, in some, medical cases and certain diagnoses, it causes growth retardation. So you'll see in a lot of medical journal articles, the terms growth retardation, mental retardation used very frequently. And it's, a term meaning that in terms of growth retardation, where the child is not growing, the verb is retarding of the growth. It's kind of like a prevention, but it means you're growing, but it's kind of holding you back with reins, like a horse type of thing. And then same thing from the mental standpoint. So I've seen, you know, some of you have said, you know, gosh, you know, it looks like it's, you know, and that's just, it's a medical term we've been using for a long time now, and they're trying to find something, I guess, that could explain it, but it's a very difficult verb to completely translate into something else. So, where I was asked on the Moore Show, you know, can this, spread throughout all of the United States? Even though this Aedes aegypti mosquito usually likes the tropical areas, okay? And we're not tropical. We got some tropical areas maybe in Florida and maybe some of the southern states, but, you know, by the time you get to my neck of the woods, we're starting to be desert. And then later we go up to high desert. Some of you guys in the Midwest or Midwest, and then you got city folk, right, like New York and Washington, D.C., and you got that. So, you know, we really don't see mosquitoes, you know, like being in those areas, especially in the cooler, drier climates. But we're talking about a virus that could be transmitted through sex. So you're looking at these thousands of women, and you're like, boy, in Brazil, they must be bit by mosquitoes all the time. It might have been more than that. It might have been their partner was bit, and that's who gave it to them. So that just now adds and compounds the degree and the potential for transmission with this. And it's very scary. The World Health Organization yesterday declared a global emergency over this rapidly spreading virus, saying it's an extraordinary event that poses a threat to the rest of the world. Obviously, the declaration was made after an emergency meeting of independent experts called in response to these babies, this spike in babies born with the brain defects and abnormalities. Now, the Red Cross, the U.S. Red Cross has asked people who have traveled to Zika virus areas to wait 28 days before donating blood. Okay? It's called a self-deferral. And so any of you that have visited Mexico, the Caribbean, Central or South America during the last 4 weeks needs to hold off donating blood. That is their recommendation from the American Red Cross. And you know, some of you are like, well, how do I know? Many people that get Zika, there's no symptoms. You have no idea. You don't. So a lot of times you get the Zika virus and you don't feel it. And then some people, you know, feel a little sick. You know, maybe they get a little rash. Maybe they get some red eye. Maybe they get a little, you know, malaise, not feeling too good. But overall, they do fine. Again, the big worry is when it gets to the fetus. So we want to make sure that we're not transmitting blood to somebody like a pregnant woman, right, who is very anemic, who needs blood, and we don't want to give her this that could then later affect the baby. So common symptoms are fever, rash, joint pain, bloodshot eyes, and the symptoms could last several days to a week. And still no vaccine, still no medications for this, and it's a concern. So, you know, we don't want people panicking, but honestly, guys, this is very weird. Okay, this is weird, and many of you have emailed me on the genetically modified mosquitoes that were released in Brazil. I don't know if those were the cause, okay? I mean, you know, it should be investigated if, you know, we messed around with some species and this is how nature bites us, you know, in the butt. But remember, pandemics happen many times without humans' interference, right? And these things happen, you know, the Black Plague, tuberculosis, flu, you know, there's Ebola. And so just because this happened very abruptly, you know, in the lifespan of when we discovered the 80, you know, the Zika virus back in the 40s, it is weird. It's really, really weird. And it's, I mean, my big question is why didn't it cause a pandemic like this before? You know, and thank God it hadn't, but just there's some unpredictability going on with this, and that's what we need to be prepared for. Don't try to predict it. Be prepared for the unpredictable. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, and on Facebook. One of you had asked about the O.J. Simpson. I had to look it up. One of you had asked about the O.J. Simpson defense team and who, you know, which one of them died and what did they die of. I had to kind of look it up. I remember Johnny Cochran died from cancer, and I believe it was a brain tumor. And then Robert Kardashian Sr., died at the age of 59 back in 2003 of esophageal cancer. And I'm not sure who else was in his Shapiro. I would have to look up. I think Shapiro is still alive. That is a little eerie. At least two of his defense teams have passed away. That's a little eerie. I'm sure we'll discuss that later. We got a lot to talk about here in the medical news. Deodorant and antiperspirant literally changes the bacteria that's on our armpits. Now, in society today, deodorant and antiperspirant are a must. Deodorant helps with the stink. Antiperspirant helps with the perspiration that later leaves the stink. But in the study published Tuesday in the journal Peer J, they looked at 17 men and women. Some of them wore deodorant, some of them wore antiperspirant, and some of them didn't wear either. For 8 days, they regularly tested and analyzed their microbiome that exists in their armpits, which includes bacteria, viruses, and fungi. The test, I know, not too fun a test. The test was to see if the different products literally changed the kinds of bacteria in people's armpits, and the clear finding was that it was. And I would say no duh, but I will, you know, let them get their glory. They said the researchers found a strong effect of product use on the bacterial composition of armpits, evidenced when people stopped using one product or changed to another. They say, if you prevent your glands from sweating by an antiperspirant, because what it does is it produces a plug, okay, in the sweat duct, then you could end up starving some of the bacteria. And then the bacteria, unfortunately, some bacteria that keep other bacteria away would allow more opportunistic bacteria to grow. So they found that when you use more deodorant and antiperspirant, okay, you had an increased chance of staphylococcal, more staph. Not the big, nasty, methicillin-resistant staph. That's more of an infection because you have staph that grows just naturally and decides to inhabit, you know, parts of your body. Those who used less or no deodorant had corny bacteria. Corny bacteria is the culprit for our smelly armpit odor, according to Mike.com. And they think corny bacteria helps defend our body from other harmful bacteria. And as many of you know, some of the staphylococcal that become resistant to antibiotics, like the MRSA, can be pretty deadly. So overall, lead researcher Julie Horvath said in a statement, people using antiperspirant had fewer microbes in their samples than people who didn't use any product at all. And by the way, there was a study back in 2014 that found that antiperspirant increased corny bacteria. And I don't know what they ever did with that study, because a lot of us using antiperspirant, we're happy because we don't seem to, you know, smell as much. So, you know, okay, what does that mean for you and I? Well, there's been some flirtations with the idea and the notion that these products we're using, especially perfumed products, etc., could put us at risk for certain cancers, because it kind of messes with our hormones. And you wonder that if they do ever find any truth to that, is it because of the microbial change? You see what I mean? Is it that the chemicals could possibly be causing a direct issue? Which, by the way, I have never heard of anybody getting cancer from using deodorant. Okay, we've never heard of that. But there has been a lot of concern in the female medicine world on, well, you know, breast cancer and, you know, the armpit being so close to the breast area and using antiperspirant there. It hasn't been proven to the degree that, you know, we need to be cautious. But you just wonder if changing the bacteria and change, you know, remember, your body was designed to defend itself. There's so much that your body does to prevent illness, major illness. Okay? Right? Like, for example, when you have diabetes. You get very, very thirsty. Your body wants to dilute the sugar that's in the body, and it's asking you to drink water. Unfortunately, a lot of you will still drink alcohol, or you'll drink lemonade, and that defeats the purpose. But, you know, you'll want to bring in fluid. When you get sick with a bug and you get diarrhea, your body is flushing it out. When you get sick and you start to get a fever, your body knows exactly what it's doing. It wants to heat up the area, maybe kill off some of the bacteria that don't thrive as well in a hotter temperature. When you sneeze, when you cough, that's your body doing exactly what it's supposed to. It wants to get rid of the pathogen that is causing the upper respiratory virus. You keep sneezing it out, coughing it out, and eventually you get better. You itch, you scratch. You know, when you get an infection or you get a bite or you get a bacteria, right, on the skin, sometimes you will scratch and itch as a way to pick it out. Not that we want you to do that because it'll leave scars, but scratching and itching is another defense mechanism. So we have defense mechanisms. That's what's in place. So why wouldn't the bacteria that grows on your body be a part of the defense mechanism? Why wouldn't it be? I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know, whoever designed our bodies, I believe in God, but, you know, whoever you think designed us or whatever designed us, okay, there was some logic behind it. And so it's an interesting theory if maybe we need to stop trying to make ourselves smell better. Problem is with that is how do you mate? You know, I mean, if in caveman days you were kind of stinky. But my guess is the drive is so much more overwhelming than could be turned off by odors that's probably why you and I are here today without our caveman brethren and forefathers and foremothers.
I don't know about you. Well, you've never been around me in person, but I think I smell amazing.
I can smell you from here. You smell good from here through the mic.
I've smelled like coffee and pizza, and I'm fairly proud of that in a very strange sort of sense.
I smell of chocolate and toothpaste. That's my smell.
Oh, man, there you go.
Yeah, see, and you know what? If they make a chocolate toothpaste, that would solve a lot of, you know, save me a lot of time.
I know several people, including myself, that would totally be on board for that. You should invest.
I should. I know.
There's your multi-million dollar project right there.
We need one.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. We got a lot to talk about in the next hour. Super Bowl Sunday is coming, and we have millions of Americans who are going to be sitting there, probably non-Americans, people in other countries, going to be watching our football Norte Americana. And our football is, I think, one of the most amazing sports ever. It is so fun to watch. But on top of us eating like garbage and gaining a lot of weight, we are being told that if we sit too much on Sunday, we are going to be at risk for the Super Bowl flu. Remember the rocket pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu? Say there's a Super Bowl flu. We got some news on marijuana where people that we're starting to study it a little bit more. We're starting to look at people who are admitting that they've been on marijuana, because that's been the hard part. People thinking marijuana is illegal, they're not going to say they've been on it. Now that we have populations going, look, I've been doing it for years, okay, if I'm not going to get arrested, go ahead and study me. Starting to get a little bit more data. And unfortunately, we got some data that doesn't look too good. So we got a pretty busy hour coming up, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.